Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Stephen?
Yes, can I ask who's calling?
Yep, it's Aaron giving you a call back for 4 o'clock from INS Law, sir.
All right, hey, how are you doing?
I'm very well, sir, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's good. Is now a convenient time to speak for yourself, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm on my way back now, on the bus, yeah.
Yep, okay, no worries. So we've received your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme from Every Story Heard regarding a potential application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Okay, so I'm going to go through that application and inquiry process with yourself, okay? So I've got your first name here is Stephen and last name is Miller.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And do you have any middle names at all, Stephen?
No,
okay. Just reminding you as well, Stephen, that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got your email address here as sm@gmail.com.
Yes, that's the only one I can feel like I get, but I don't think it's going to stand. I don't think it's really going to be working. I'm dyslexic,
yeah. Yeah, of course, I understand. Okay. And what is your date of birth, please, Stephen?
It's 16/10/1982.
Was that 15 or 16?
16.
16, so 1610. And what year, sorry?
16/10/1982.
1982, perfect, okay. Okay, and what is your current home address, please, Stephen?
I'm actually in the Bluebell Hotel in West Boulder. At the moment, I can be up to there for a year. But I don't know when I could be up. The tomorrow I could be there. Maybe this afternoon. You know, you don't know the house of these places.
Okay, not a problem. So is that your current postal address?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. So it's the Bluebell Hotel. And is that in Douglas?
What?
Is that on King Street in Douglas?
Aye.
Okay. Just bear with me. Just popping that address into my system now, sir.
Aye, brand new, mate. No, I don't know the stuff. Sorry.
What was that, sorry?
I go on the other stuff in there, bloody.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's the best way.
Yeah, of course. It is indeed. Bluebell Hotel. Okay, and in terms of contacting you, Stephen, are we okay to send you a text and an email as well as give you a call?
Aye, of course I.
Okay, perfect. And for extra security on your file, can you provide me with a password that it can be absolutely anything?
No.
What was that, sorry?
No, I hear a password.
No, I'm saying for extra security on your file, are you able to provide me with a password for future?
Madison.
Madison. Okay, is that one D or two D?
Aye, one. That's only me now, right?
Yep, that's it. So basically, Stephen, when we give you a call in the future, we'll confirm your...
Hey, listen, this big man, some dirty bastard's been logging into my fucking account down in England. They're getting off, they're going on the railway, and they're getting the train down Glasgow, and they're getting off at the toll booth and that, and they're getting through. So see the guy that's helping me this at that stall in MacArthur Glen.
And
when I first, I've only ever topped my phone up once, right? And it was a £20 top up. Do you know what the cunt's done?
What's
got a £4 top up just to get data and that, you know what I mean? And that was the rest of it on his. Fly
wow.
Fucker. That's what I've been doing. I just got to the boat mail last night. How it was gone through so quick stuff. I just got to show you how hanging out there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, it is. I'm sorry you've had to go through that.
No, it's cool, mate. But just,
yeah. So with that password with ourselves, Stephen, what we'll do is any future calls we make with you, we'll confirm your address and your date of birth for data protection, and then we'll confirm the password on your account for you, so then you know that it's INS that you are speaking to, okay? So if anybody does try to call you in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme in future and say that you have spoken to them, unless they can provide you with that password, then you haven't spoken to them before. Okay.
It's not a problem.
Okay, perfect. Okay, do you have any terminal illnesses that's been diagnosed by a doctor at all, Stephen?
Yes, I have.
So do you currently have a terminal illness?
Yes.
Okay, and what is that?
It's anxiety, depression, PTSD, bipolar, split personality disorder.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you for making me aware of that. But has there been anything terminal, so anything life-ending, that's been diagnosed by a doctor?
What do you mean?
So, for instance, you know, that you can have terminal cancer. Illnesses that
bring
your life.
No.
Okay. And do you have? Would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application at all, sir?
No.
Okay, not a problem. Okay. And was you known by any other names other than Stephen Miller during your time in care?
Yeah.
Was you known by any other names during your time in care other than Stephen Miller?
Are you chatting?
What was that, sorry?
We chatting. What are we chatting? What are we chatting? Because I wasn't scared to do anything.
Yeah, okay. So, but is there any other official names that you were called other than...
No.
Okay.
Don't get any photos, big man, do you? No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, and do you remember where the address that you lived at prior to being placed into care?
No, because I never had an address, mate. I was scattered all over the place.
Right, okay. So can you remember a town that you may have lived in?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, okay, that's fine.
Paisley. Oh, different areas, mate.
Yeah, of course.
England, Appleby, Penrith. See, the beatings and the things that I used to get done to me, mate. No, this isn't fucking right, man, and I'm suing them now. You know?
Yeah.
I'm in the right to do it, ain't I?
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are.
For the trauma they put me through.
Yeah, it's not ideal at all, is it?
No, it's not, mate. It's not, definitely not.
Okay, and Stephen, what are you currently registered at a doctor's at the minute?
At the moment, no. I'm actually getting that ongoing at the moment.
Okay.
I think I've left my kids up the stairs, mate. 2 seconds.
Yep, okay.
Mate, 2 seconds. I'll just come back up the stairs, mate. I think I've left my kids up the stairs.
Yep, not a problem. Hello, Stephen. You okay?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. So you're not currently registered with the doctors at the minute, then?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. And Am I able to get the names of your mother and father, please, if known?
It's Beverly Miller and Edward Miller.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Stephen, so I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. Please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and so do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
I've got learning disabilities, yeah.
Learning disabilities, okay, that's absolutely fine, sir. If you need me to repeat anything or slow down, you just let me know, okay? But I'll try and be as efficient as I can for you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's okay. So the purpose of today's call, Stephen, is I'm going to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and the options that are applicable to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm also going to explain how INS Law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess on whether we may be able to assist you.
Okay.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, support and apologies to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. But the three options that are applicable to yourself is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. And what that means is you will get a welcome pack from the Scottish Redress Scheme, and you would have to gather your own evidence and present your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with your application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. At this stage, Stephen, can you just confirm if you have instructed any other law firms to act on your behalf?
Sorry?
I'm just saying, Stephen, at this stage, can you just confirm if you have instructed any other law firms to act on your behalf?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either.
Okay.
If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%.
Okay.
It is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call for you.
Okay.
Okay, so if instructed, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. We will gather and review the evidence and prepare and submit the application on your behalf. We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made throughout the process and also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. We will also assist you with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
Aye, not a problem.
Okay. What that statutory waiver is for yourself, Stephen, is that if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the waiver to you before you decide on whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters being dealt with.
Okay.
So you'll never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Right, okay.
Okay, you also have a right to cancel. If you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. and if you choose, you can also authorize us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that is the case, Stephen, would you like us to start work straight away whilst your cancellation rights are still in place?
Yes, please.
Yep, okay, we can do that for you.
I wanted to get it on board and solved in as quick as possible.
Yeah, we are trying to do that for you as best as we
can. So I can forget about it in life.
Yeah, of course. Okay, and Stephen, so we're able to formally act for you. We will require proof of identity for verification purposes and also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. Therefore, we will need a copy of photo ID and proof of address data within the last 3 months. If no photo ID is available to yourself, then we can accept 3 forms of proof of address from yourself, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
So following on from this conversation, I will send you information via email in relation to what is and what is not acceptable forms of identity verification.
Okay,
so what I'm going to do now, Stephen, is I'm going to dive into your care settings with you. The 4 types of abuse that we're looking out for is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse, okay? That's what the scheme is.
It was every one of them that you just said, dear to me, Paul.
Okay. So what I'll do first then, Stephen, is I'll just take the details of the care settings from you, and then I'll take a little bit of a brief description on what happened during your time in the care settings, okay?
Right,
so
okay.
How many care settings were you in?
I was in about 5 secure units, 6 homes, and umpteen children's foster cares.
Okay.
Then I get kicked out of the one and I'm done from Scotland. I get kicked out of the Scottish panel system because they couldn't control me and kicked me out down into the English system where the abuse down there was bad.
Yeah.
I was the only Scottish boy down there, well, me and another boy, and we got picked on and battered and all that because we were English, we were Scottish, you know.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And I'm not putting up with that. That's no right. They should be locked up for that, for doing that to people with vulnerable ways of life.
Yeah, of course. Okay, Stephen. So can you name me the first care setting that you was in, please?
It would have been St. George and St. Ent.
Is that St. John's?
Yeah. St. George.
Oh, St. George. Okay.
Then I was in Howden Hall. Then I was in St. Cat's.
Okay, sorry, bear with me, Stephen. I'm just going to go through one case, I think, at a time, okay?
Right.
Was it St. Joseph School?
No, St. Joe's.
Okay, so it wasn't a listy school?
No, it was a secure. Must be school, aye.
So
gay boys. I was residential.
Yeah, okay. So was that in East Lothian?
No, that was in Edinburgh.
Okay, bear with me. Okay, so the only one that's coming up is St. Joseph's School. I know there's. I've done a location search with St.
Yeah, Joseph's. It'll probably be that one then. There's a good chance it'll be that one, mate.
Okay, yeah, and it says that was in East Lothian in Trinent.
Yeah, that's the one then.
Yeah. Okay. Just bear with me. Okay, and can you remember the year that you was placed there?
I can't, mate.
How old was you?
Me, I'm 43.
No, no, I mean, how old was you when you went into, when you went into St. Joseph's?
Oh, I was only about 12, 13.
Yep, okay, so that's around about 1994. And how long was you there for?
About 8 years.
About a year.
8 years.
About 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you're aware, Joe, if you was placed into St. Joseph's when you were 12
Yeah.
and you were there for 8 years, that means
Yeah.
that you didn't finish the school until you was 20.
Oh, right, no, it's not been as long as that, so I got it mixed up. Excuse me, dear, do you go to anywhere near Cobeth, West Calder? You know, does... Right, the number what? Right, okay, ta. I'm still at this bus, I don't even fucking get the right bus, man, sorry about that, pal.
That's okay.
Right, no, sorry, I got that mixed up wrong there, I've said that completely wrong. Right, I went in there when I was 9 years old, right?
Yeah.
And I think I came out there when I was maybe 11.
Okay, so 1991 to 1993. Okay, after St. Joseph's, where was you then placed?
Went to there to Howden Hall in Edinburgh.
Yep, okay. And that was from 1993 to how long was you there for?
1990. I think I was there 6 years.
Okay. 1999. Okay, and then after Howden Hall, where was you then placed?
St. Cat's.
St. Catherine's.
Yeah.
St. Catherine's Secure Uni.
Yeah, I was there for a year.
Yep, okay.
And I was nearly due. I was locked in my room 24 hours a day. I wasn't allowed to go to school. I wasn't getting anything out for anything. I get dined in. I was getting treated just like a pure animal and I wasn't even doing anything wrong. I was just getting picked on and slapped and kicked and spat at and, you know.
Yeah.
I'm PTSD due to my life now, and I've got anxiety, depression, split personality disorder, and bipolar because of all of this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not nice, man.
Yeah, of course, I understand.
You know?
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do, Joe, is obviously just with these care settings and...
Stephen. My name's Stephen.
What did I say, sorry?
Joe.
Ah, sorry, Tim. My apologies. I had the mind blank there.
No, you're all right.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, Stephen, is I'm just going to have a chat to my manager a second with these care settings, and I'm just going to get some clarity on something, okay?
Right.
Just bear with me. I shall be 30 seconds maximum.
No problem at all, mate. All right.
Thank you, Stephen. Hello, Stephen, are you there?
Hiya.
Okay. I've just had a chat to my manager, Stephen.
Yeah.
Basically, with the Scottish Redress Scheme, right,
they
look at care settings prior to just December the 1st, 2004, or you being under the age of 18. When you're over the age of 18, whatever care setting or foster care, whatever you're in, unfortunately, isn't applicable with the scheme. Okay, so even though you was in care settings after St. Catherine's, the scheme won't look at them other care settings other than the three you've already mentioned. Okay. All right. If you was put into the care system a little bit younger and there was another care setting that you was in still before you turned 18 after St. Catherine's, we could have added it. But because...
Yeah, there is. There is. There's Howden Hall as well.
Well, I've already got Howden Hall. I've got Howden Hall after St. Joseph's.
And Rossy Farm.
Yeah, of course, I understand. Oh, yeah, unfortunately, the scheme only look at care settings with you being under the age of 18 and being in care prior to 2004.
Plus, okay. I was in the kibble as well, you know.
Yeah, of course, I completely understand. So what I'd be able to do here for you, Stephen, is I can focus on St. Joseph's, Howden Hall, and St. Catherine's. And unfortunately,
yeah,
that'll have to be the cut-off because you're then over the age of 18.
Right, okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do for you, Stephen, is I'm going to go through each of them three care settings and just get a little bit of a description of what happened to you during your time there, okay?
Yeah.
So starting with St. Joseph's, talk to me about your time at St. Joseph's, your first care setting.
Basically, I wasn't getting treated properly. I wasn't getting told what to do. I wasn't getting told to go to class. I was getting told if I went, I didn't want to go to class, just to come out. And then when I did come out of class, I'd get slapped. I'd get battered after teachers. I'd get battered after children's home staff that were in the homes that were watching us at that time. When you get kicked out, then at night time, you'd get sent to your bed. You wouldn't have your dinners. You'd just get treated like you're an animal, you know?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so if you didn't want to go to class, you'd be slapped by other teachers. Did you say that you would be, you was battered by other people, was you?
Oh, aye, well, staff, members of staff, aye. So when the staff sent you back for class, aye. And you were spat at and everything, you were downgraded, basically. See that carry on, put your hand out with the ruler, but we used to do it, we used to get hit with TT bats.
Okay.
And I'm fed up with it now because they've done wrong. Well, they should have been there to help us.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so as well as, being mistreated, if you didn't go to class, you'd be slapped. Members of the staff would also give you beatings on many occasions. You were spat at, you were downgraded. What can you remember anything else from St. Joseph's? You say that you was hit with a bat?
Yeah. You used to get hit in the hand with TT bats, yeah. When you're sent into your room and you wouldn't get fed. Miss dinners and things like that. You wouldn't get fed in your pocket money and you wouldn't be able to go places. You get treated when everybody get taken out, you'd battered in your room. And, well, that's what used to happen to me.
Okay. Okay, and is there anything else that you'd like to add to St. Joseph's?
No,
okay, so we'll leave it there for now then. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
What we will do at a later date, Stephen, once we've got all your records back, which will take us around about two months or so, is we'll book you in for a witness statement, and one of my colleagues will do that witness statement with you, and they'll go into much more detail on how the care system and each care setting has affected you, how it still plays an effect on you now, and they'll dive into a much more greater detail to build that, you know, best picture that we can of yourself to present it to the Scottish Government, okay? So this isn't going to be just the end of what you're going to tell me. You'll be able to tell us a lot more in expansion everything that has affected you, okay?
Yeah.
Moving on to Howden Hall, tell me about your time there.
just basically same kind of routine. You should take your shoes off you, take your socks off you, because it was concrete floor. Heating would not be on, you'd turn your heating off, they'd let you walk about your freezing cold feet. They'd take you just to the outside bit, man, to make you freezing cold. They wouldn't give you your food, they would hit you, they would just, everything, just anything that they could downgrade you with, they would do it.
Okay.
I can remember one day they came me and my friend that were only getting on, doing into the gym to fight.
Yeah.
And we were down there doing that for hours, just for their satisfaction, you know?
Yeah.
No nice, man. It's absolutely ridiculous, all these people that's coming forward now to complain about them, because it's shocking what they got away with back years ago.
Yeah, it was, but now with the truth is being heard.
Yeah, it's good. That's great. My auntie, she worked in Kerala, so she's seen a lot. She was a cleaner in there.
Yeah.
So she's seen a lot in there, you know.
Yeah. So just going back to that incident that you just briefly told me, Stephen. So you were taken to the gym with another boy, and the staff member made you fight for hours.
Aye. And it was on a Sunday, so it was a quiet day, do you know what I mean? There was nobody in.
Yeah.
One member of staff, two members of staff, one member of staff, they disappeared away out and then left land to run a full secure unit downstairs, right? And came to me and another guy doing into the gym for at least 2.5 hours. Now, you think you're the most professional boxers, couldn't even last that long. Me and this boy were down there, gone at that every 2.5 minutes. We stopped for what? 10 seconds back at it for 2.5 hours. Now, is that no terrorising us or what?
No, it is, massively.
You know, they should never have been able to get away with that. Never. But now I'm just getting heard of this and I'm thinking, no, why should they get away with it, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly.
You know? No, getting away with that, man. You're right, pal.
Okay, and did any staff members here, like, physically beat you at all as well?
Ah, of course. On a regular basis, on a daily basis, aye. Of course I did. All the time.
Okay. Okay, and I am sorry to ask this, Stephen. Was there any sexual assault that you suffered at all?
Aye.
And where did this happen? Did this happen in Howden Hall?
Happened in Howden Hall. Happened in Rossi Farm.
Okay. What unfortunate sexual abuse did you suffer?
Touching. Through clothing.
And was that on a staff member, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And was that a male or a female staff member?
It was a male. This bus got to West Calder, dear. This bus got to West Calder. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, West Calder, big man. Right, thank you. Sorry about that, sir. I was just getting on the bus. Right, that's me ready to speak again.
What was that, sorry?
I'm saying you're ready to speak again, you're okay.
Yeah, okay. So this male staff member, did he force you to touch him, or did he grab your hand?
Right, so what's happening? You're all good, lads, aye? Sorry, sir, say that again.
When this male staff member made you touch him through clothing, was this him grabbing your hand and making you touch him, or did he force you to do it?
Force me to do it. And by moving hand.
Okay. Okay, Stephen, perfect. Thank you very much for being open and honest about all of this. I really do appreciate it. Okay, moving on to St. Catharines. Tell me about your time in St. Catharines.
St. Cat's was just basically, we were just hitting us all the time and things like that, and speaking to us like we were a piece of shit in a shoe.
Yeah.
And moping us in rooms and keeping us in there for like nearly 72 hours, 2 days at a time and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The longest I was in there, I was locked in my room for 3 days, wasn't able to do it for anything, got my dinner in there and everything, didn't go over and do it for anything. Eric Stitt was the one that worked there at the time. I remember all of them, you know, I'll never forget them for what they've done to my life. I ruined my whole life. I don't trust no one. No one at all.
Okay. And was you locked? You said you was locked in your room for nearly 3 days.
Yep. Well over 72 hours.
Okay.
Oh, it was quite mad how the camera used to get turned off quite a lot when you were younger than I know.
Say that again, sorry, Stephen.
I'm saying it was a bit weird how the camera used to get turned off quite a lot when we were younger than I.
Yeah.
Do you get me there, pal?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Out of order, innit? What would you do with one of these people? Hang them up with a bodge, son? They're fucking mad. I had the chance, you know?
Yeah, of course, I completely understand the frustration.
They deserve to get hung up with the boys, don't they?
Yeah.
To blow themselves to do that to another human.
Yeah. What is it that the staff members used to verbally say to you here?
What does the nobody want to say? That's the easiest way of saying it, son.
Okay.
Oh, life, nobody wants you. You're the scum of the earth. Why do you think you're here? Yep. You're the lowest of the lowest. Oh, just bring us right down to nothing.
And is that all that you'd like to tell me about St. Catharines at this time?
Yes, please, yeah.
Yeah, but of course, I understand that it's been a lot for you to open up about, Stephen.
Thank you.
That's okay. Okay. There's two types of payments that we can go for here, Stephen. There's a fixed payment of £10,000, and this is a fixed amount of an award, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed independent panel based on the level of abuse that you've suffered. Okay. This panel that look at your or listen to your story, this is a panel of three members within the Scottish Government. You or I don't have to attend anywhere or face, you know, the Redress Scotland. All we do is we advise you of when the panel date is going to be and also the results of the case as well.
Right.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for you, Stephen, is I'm going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, okay? As I feel as your case is worth a lot more than just a fixed payment of £10,000.
I'm not really bothered about it. How the case is, I'm really bothered.
Yeah, of course, I completely understand. But what we're going to do for you here is we're going to get the best out of this that we can for you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Stephen, I just do need to ask, have you ever received any relevant payments for you know, criminal injuries in regards to the abuse that you've suffered in care?
No.
No, okay. And do you have any...
What money are for?
Yeah. Okay, and do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Aye.
Do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Aye.
Okay, do you, for any of them convictions, have you spent 5 or more years in prison for a single offence?
No.
No, okay, so you've never been charged for rape, murder, sexual assault?
No.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, Stephen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you out the documents to sign via, you can either do it by email or text. I do just want to ask out of curiosity, what mobile phone do you have?
It's a Samsung phone.
Okay, is it a touchscreen phone, is it?
Aye, but I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's completely fine. What I want to do is I'm going to send you it's going to be a text and an email. In the link, what is in the text and email, it's going to be the documents that we need you to sign, okay? The documents that it's going to contain is a client care letter, which is basically a hi and welcome, this is how we're going to represent you, a conditional fee agreement, which breaks down our percentage. So again, just reiterating to you that it is 19.2% that we take at a capped percentage. So that's 16% plus VAT.
Was it not going faster and easier just taking the £10 settlement rather than going for the longer one?
No, to be honest, Stephen, they are the exact same time scales. So you may as well go for the up to the £100,000 and see what you can get. And even from my experience, your case is worth a lot more than just a £10,000 settlement. And and again, it's the same time scale. Whether you're going for the 10 or up to the 100,000, there's no faster way around it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So whilst we're in that queue waiting to get your story heard, why not go for, you know, for the maximum instead of settling for the minimum, and you know what I mean?
True.
So
how long do you think this could take to go?
On average, I think this will take around about 10 to 16 months. The only reason why I say that is because they do have a backlog at the minute. And they are recruiting for further panel members to reduce that backlog. So we could be talking, give or take, around about, you know, a year to 16 months, okay?
Right.
But we'll always keep you up to date on when the panel will be looking at your case, okay? That's okay, Stephen. Just before I do let you go, I do just need to tell you that also within them documents, there's also a letter of authority, and that just gives us the right to act on your behalf in order to obtain all the relevant records required in order to support your case, as well as the part one and part two of your application and the three attached pages, including your statements that I've written up for you today, okay? So what I can do for you, Stephen, is I can send you out the contracts whilst I'm on the phone to you, and I can assist you with you signing them if need be, if you'd like. Hello, Stephen, are you there? Hello? Hello, Stephen?